Game Preview is brought to you by Proven IT.
Hi, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer from PNC Studios here at Hallisaw, breaking down the Week 16 matchup Sunday at Soldier Field. Christmas Eve, Big Tom. You better wear your stocking cap and dress for the occasion. It is Bears-Browns, and I'm hearing there may be some snow in the forecast.
Well, you know, given the record of both teams, I'm really looking forward to this game.
Why?
Because there's
when
a lot...
say something like that.
Because I have a little bit of a remembrance of the preseason game. And Cleveland came into Chicago and really took it to the Bears on the line of scrimmage.
But that's a fourth preseason game.
I understand that. It's a fourth preseason game for Cleveland as well. I need to see aggressive play on the lines of scrimmage by both the offense and defense. And when you bring in a team like the Cleveland Browns, a lot of the personality from their defensive coordinator, Greg Williams, kind of spills over to the players and the type of attitude he wants. And
which
that's
is,
getting at the quarterback, hitting him from every angle, bringing up blitzes at the line of scrimmage during the quarterback's cadence that kind of confuses the protection. So all those little elements of this football team scares me. And then there's other things they do on the offensive side of the football that can be really challenging to the Bears' defense if they don't come in here with the attitude of winning this game.
Such as?
Josh Gordon, reintroduced to the Cleveland Browns, probably one of the best receivers in the league, even though he's been out of the league for a couple years. DeShone Kizer, I'm going to tell you my first key to the game.
The
first key to the game is who has more yards rushing at the end of the game, Jordan Howard or DeShone Kizer.
Wow.
DeShone Kizer is a quarterback. Jordan Howard is one of the premier running backs in the league. DeShone Kizer had better rushing stats last week than Jordan Howard did. So the thing, the element that scares me, if you're in the wrong coverage and DeShone Kizer notices that, and all of a sudden he's going to take off downfield. He's about getting first downs as a running quarterback. It's not the element of surprise and getting an 80-yarder. It's just keeping their offense on the field.
They are prone to massive mistakes, though. They lead the league in turnovers with 36. Inside the 30, he breaks down. The numbers are not good, turns it over a lot, the interceptions. And it's just not him. They've had multiple quarterbacks. But they do give you a chance to take the ball away, and they've thrown 6 red zone interceptions, for crying out loud.
Right, and DeShone Kizer specifically is throwing 19 interceptions. So, yeah, he's going to give the opportunity for the Bears to get some turnovers. But now if the weather's a factor, if you take the throwing out of his arsenal because you want to run the ball a little bit more, then it's going to be challenging to the front 7 defensively for the Bears. So I think there's a lot of unknown going into this game, but just imagine what the Cleveland Browns want to accomplish to keep from going 0-16.
And they gave the Packers all they could handle a couple of weeks ago, and frankly maybe should have won that game. The aura of going against a team that is winless this late in the season. What is it? I don't believe you've ever been in that situation. Not many teams have, but is that a factor that you can't just turn your back on?
Oh, if you ignore this, then Cleveland's going to come out over here and run right over the top of you. The Bears have to take the support of the crowd that's going to show up, and they got to come out here and they have to try to dominate this game. Because the one thing they want to do with Mitchell Trubisky and the future of this team is they want to leave a good taste in the home crowd of the Chicago Bears. They're going to go into Minnesota next week, and that's going to be a different challenge of its own. But right now, they got to focus on beating the Cleveland Browns and let somebody else lose to them, not the Bears.
That's a great way to end it. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching, everybody.